Welcome to Head Place. I'm your host, Matt Cutler. Of course, joining me as always is your musical guide, Eric Gerson.
Hello.
And we are very pumped up to have with us today Mr. Dan Chamberlain.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we're so pumped up.
We're pumped.
You.
It's radiating off of you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. And today, I wanted to kind of think about our future in what we pass down, our children. I want to think about what the future will be like through their eyes and who they will be into the future. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
Great. And so, to get ourselves situated and calmed, I want to just have you find your seat, your legs relaxed, and they could be loosely crossed, or you could be sitting in a chair. You okay, Dan?
Okay,
yeah,
Dan.
Just finding my seat.
What are you doing to find your seat?
Tightening my core and pressing my feet very hard into the ground.
Okay. Do you always do that when you're sitting down, or is that
a... Rigidity is calming to me.
Oh, that's
very aware of you.
It's very aware. You look in intense pain. So as long as it's calming.
It's fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
And so once you've found your seat, I want you to go ahead and take a nice, relaxed, full breath in.
Very relaxed.
And let that breath out.
Dan,
are you crying?
You're crying, Dan.
I'm just trying to keep tight inside.
Okay, as long as you're calm and focused.
Extremely focused.
Okay, good.
Okay. Don't doubt it. And I want you to let your eyes gently close. And I want you to imagine your child. Maybe you don't have a child yet. Maybe you don't even plan on having children. But I want you to imagine a person who is your child. You see them walking forward away from you toward the future. They're walking step by step. By step.
Dan, you got a little bit of blood coming out of your nose. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay. You seem very, very tight.
I want to follow them.
All right. Just as long as you, as long as you're comfortable.
I want them to take me with them.
Okay.
Okay. Just, all right.
We can do that. We can do that.
Remember, you have a glass of water there if you want to just take a sip of water.
So let's do that, Dan. Let's follow in that child's footsteps, step by step.
Stick light steps.
By
light,
gentle,
easy,
gentle steps.
Gentle steps.
My feet are so much bigger than theirs.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
If you don't have to fit into their footsteps, just follow the same path.
When I look behind me, there's a teeny little shoe print inside of my own, where I've trodden in the path they've walked before me.
That's right.
You seem disconcerted by this. Is everything okay?
Should we go back?
No.
Should we go back to the beginning? Is it safe?
We're safe where
we
are.
In the future?
Everything's fine.
Very good.
So I want you to take another gentle cleansing breath in. And let it softly out. One of your teeth is flapping.
Yeah, you have a flapping tooth. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Does the future scare you? Is that what's happening right now? Are you afraid of...
What?
Are you afraid of what the future might...
No! It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
You say that you've been writing, you've been scratching "I'm afraid of the future" into the desk this whole time.
That's... not about this.
Would you fold up that buck knife? Just because they're of the wires with the microphones, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, you're using the buck knife to carve I'm afraid of the future. Maybe fold that up.
Fine.
Thank you. And let's... Now walking in the path of the child, let's take a look around at that world the child's moved into. It's different than our world.
It's very different.
Yeah. Different sights, different colors. Everything feels so bright and bold and clear in our old world. Starts to feel like a distant memory.
Dan, what do you see?
I want to remember the old world. I don't want to forget.
What's so wrong with forgetting the old world? What could happen?
Because I am of the old world. And if the old world is forgotten, then I'm forgotten too.
Okay.
I would put it to you, Dan, that you are of the world... Exactly where you are. That's the world you're of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the world you're in right now is okay, and that's your world too.
Yeah.
It's clean. Everything's very clean.
It's a very clean world. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And we can notice that this world has a certain sensation to it. Maybe it feels like a warmth. There's a nice, soft warmth to this world.
Yeah. I suppose it does.
You're sweating a lot, Dan.
I was trying to stay focused on the warmth.
Okay. Are you carving something into your leg there,
nope.
Dan?
Nope.
It seems like your buck knife's back out. You're carving.
The buck knife is mine to use on the journey as I see fit.
Okay. It seems like you've...
Okay.
If you need some bandages, we have those.
Okay. Oh! There goes the little boy.
And what do you see, see him doing, Dan?
Wait. What do you mean? Did you just kill the little boy?
No.
What?
He's beckoning.
Oh.
A little diddly come hither palm. Down an alley. Where are you taking me?
It's okay. Wherever it is, it's okay.
He's so mischievous. He delights in my confusion.
Okay, and just remember that this child does have your best interest at heart.
Not to complicate things, but I'm starting to get a weird, mischievous feeling from the child also. Like he wants something, you know?
Yeah, I see. I get that.
Seems like he's kind of taken over. It's never really happened before.
He's so powerful.
So powerful.
Is he wearing eyeliner?
Yes. Oh, it's so attractive.
I mean, it's... Wait, whoa.
No, not in a sexual way, just the sheer energy.
Hey, that's my kid.
Sorry, no, I didn't mean it that. I mean, if you want it to be attractive, you can be it. I'm going another way now. I'm going to go follow this kid. Seems like a better.
There's nothing but children here.
Yeah, where these kids are running every way.
What happened to the grown-ups in this town?
Maybe we should ask one of them. I think that maybe.
I would if I could find one.
No, I want to ask one of the children.
Oh.
Okay.
You there, boy?
Yes.
Boy.
Sir.
What is this place?
Well. This is Grain Town. Grain Town is a place where everyone's young. Forever. Say. That's quite a buck knife you have. Fancy me using it?
Hey, it's climbing me like a tree. He's shimmying up my body.
Shh, shh.
He's carved a hole in my torso and climbed inside.
Shush. I'm in charge now.
You know what, boys? I think I'm going to like Graintown.
And take a nice deep breath in. Gently let it out. Let your eyes flutter open. How do you feel, Dan?
Young. Very young indeed.
This is Head Place. Thank you so much for listening to Head Place. We'll have new meditations every single week. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. And please follow us on our journey on Twitter and Instagram at Head Place Pod.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.